from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, September 20th. Coming up, the University YMCA's New American Welcome Center has released a plan outlining steps the community can take to better meet the needs of immigrants. We'll discuss that plan with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinoisans who use smart devices like Amazon's Alexa are subject to new data protections under a law signed last month. Caroline Kobzanski has more.
The law prohibits law enforcement from collecting smart device data without a warrant or a request for emergency services. State Representative Ann Williams says 2021 is the Wild West of data privacy. She says this law is meant to help people take advantage of smart devices without compromising their privacy.
This is at the bare minimum. We should be ensuring that as data is collected, we have to go through the proper channel, just like we would if someone was coming into our home to dig through a file cabinet.
An earlier version of the bill had included restrictions on data collection by private companies, but met so much opposition that it couldn't move. I'm Caroline Kobzanski.
More than 50 artists and local businesses gathered over the weekend for the Champaign-Urbana Black and African Arts Festival. Organizers say the event at Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana provided an opportunity for local residents to interact with the diverse Black and African community. Festival co-founder Susan Ogwall says that with violence and other issues facing the Black community, this event was a time to enjoy life.
This is a moment to just pause and just find a space to be able to breathe, come and have fun, network, and just enjoy being alive and enjoying life in itself.
Attendee Alight Isak says she likes the community aspect of the event.
It's nice to have African and Black arts and culture in one area.
Organizers say the event was the largest in its three-year history. Still to come, a new document from the University YMCA's New American Welcome Center outlines steps for making Champaign County more inclusive toward immigrants. We'll learn more coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Champaign County is home to more than 25,000 immigrants. They make up about 12% of county residents, and more than half of them entered the U.S. in the past decade. That rapid rise in the immigrant population has revealed systemic weaknesses in meeting the needs of Champaign County's diverse community. To address those challenges, the University YMCA's New American Welcome Center has released a plan outlining steps the community can take to better meet the needs of immigrants. Joining me now to talk about the Champaign County Welcoming Plan is Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Brian.
You've spoken with people involved in this initiative. What's the motivation for spelling out action steps for better integrating immigrants into the local community and economy?
Well, for a bit of background, I mean, Champaign County was one of 9 counties out of 102 in Illinois that experienced population growth over about the past decade. And between 2015 and 2019, immigrants made up about a third of the growth that we saw here in the county. It's also important to understand that newcomers help drive economic growth in the county in the form of taxes and contributions to the workforce. So a report from the New American Welcome Center from a few years back found that local immigrants contributed $57 million in state and local taxes in 2016 and injected hundreds of millions of dollars into our local economy. And as for the challenges, 1 in 3 foreign-born residents in Champaign live below the federal poverty line, and that's compared to 18% of residents who were born in the U.S. And immigrant communities with the least economic and social capital, this new report points out, they're the most vulnerable to exploitation and isolation. So the New American Welcome Center convened many, many people who work in organizations that are working to meet the needs of immigrants in a number of capacities, and they conducted interviews with more than 800 immigrants from 38 countries speaking 6 languages. And then they used all that research and data to spell out some action steps for making Champaign County more welcoming and inclusive. So I spoke with Amanda Gray about this. She's board president for Immigrant Services in Champaign-Urbana.
if you think of the people, the immigrants as plants, and you think of the of Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding area and the county as the soil, and the needs and asset surveys, which were the beginning of the process of the welcoming plan, were to determine what are the conditions in the soil and whether the plants will be able to thrive and then start giving back, you know, with fruit and with clean air and so on and so forth, if you could take the metaphor as far as you want.
And could you walk us through some of the notable findings here?
Yeah, Brian. So here's some of what they learned from listening sessions they conducted. Chinese immigrants shared how hard it can be to visit a doctor where there's medical terminology that's being used that they may not understand. If you're struggling with English, how can you convey your health issues and questions to your provider? Also, a Latino immigrant family shared the anguish of finding mental health support for a family member and talked about stigma within their own community and also mistrust of providers. And immigrants who are teenagers who are in high school learning English, they talked about a wide range of issues, including having to miss out on school because they have to work, or challenges getting legal assistance and also managing their own mental health. Here's a clip from Lisa Wilson, who leads the Refugee Center in Urbana. She spoke at an event last week where this action plan was unveiled, and she talked about some of the challenges people can face when they want to become citizens.
Anecdotally, I can tell you from clients at the Refugee Center that barriers to citizenship include language acquisition. You do need to take the test in English unless you're of a certain age and have been in the country for a very long time. Also time, as we've heard before, many immigrants spend a lot of time working, and then they may spend additional time in ESL classes, so then they might not have time for citizenship classes. And then most importantly is cost. It costs $725 to apply for citizenship, and that's without the increase that was proposed by the Trump administration. It was going to go up to over $1,000. So you can see, as an immigrant with a young family, a family of five, that's going to be $3,625, which is a considerable barrier for people who are really trying to make it paycheck to paycheck.
There's also a large French-speaking Congolese population here in Champaign County, and something shared by African immigrants in these listening sessions is that many work long hours at factories, and that makes it really hard for them to spend time with their children. They're also not familiar with the U.S. school system, and they struggle to communicate with their children's teachers. Here's John Matanda with the Congolese community of Champaign County. He also spoke at that panel discussion.
It's not easy to understand what a person is facing unless you face it. When Congolese come here, it's okay that we are coming with the green card. Most of us, they are not coming without documents, but some of us come without it. And the big problem, that the big issue that we have, and I'm very glad because people that came before me here, they talk about it, is the language, communication. See, that the first major thing we face when we come here. We come as an immigrant, we have to survive, we have questions, we have needs, but we don't know where to go. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to start.
So it's important to note that this welcoming plan, it's just a plan. Amanda Gray said it well. She said to me, you know, this plan isn't anybody's boss. But having a document like this is important, she says, because it spells out with evidence and data what the needs here are. And now it's up to the people of this community to use this to inform the steps they'll take if they want to help. And there are plenty of recommendations related to economic opportunity, public safety, health and well-being, language and education, as well as citizenship and civic participation.
And on the note, Christine, did the panelists at this event share anything about getting buy-in from people in the community who may not be convinced that Champaign County should take action to be more inclusive toward immigrants?
Yes, and here's something that Amanda Gray with the Immigrant Services of Champaign-Urbana had to say to that point.
There's a few different, I guess, rhetorical elements, because that's kind of what we're talking about. And one of the basic ones is for people to get out of the idea that immigrants are in structural opposition with working class Americans, and that there's a competition for a finite number of jobs. I think that's one of them. Another element, and this is in the most cynical way, and I don't consider myself a cynic at all, but people have to know that there's a value for themselves to having immigrants here. okay? And I think that that comes in the form of contributions to taxes. I think it comes in the form of, you know, your kids are going to school with them. And we want them to do well and have stable lives because ultimately it's going to impact the quality of life in our whole entire community. There has to be a sense of this does affect me. And finding ways to articulate that that are not disparaging towards our immigrants.
So another thing Amanda shared with me is just that, you know, on a practical level, companies that are culturally competent and sensitive can get more business. But she also believes there's a moral imperative we all have to recognize human dignity and human rights and to care for people who are struggling.
That's Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman telling us about the new Champaign County welcoming plan for immigrants. Thanks, Christine, for your reporting on this topic.
Thanks, Brian.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies today with showers likely and a high of 83 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Caroline Kobzanski, Olivia Vamos, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.